Locker room chats continuing here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM. It's the first time here in 23 that these locker room chats are back on the air. It's time to talk about Troy, and we're joined now by the girls basketball coach, that is Derek Jasper, brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, and Kinsey Farm. Coach, some teams got going on Tuesday night. Your team will have their first game here in 2023 on Friday at home against Valley Heights. We'll talk about that in a moment, but let's go back to that last game. Mid-late December-ish, right before the break, on the road, Clifton Clyde. You can argue the Eagles are a top three, at least maybe a top four team in the TVL this year. You take them down to the wire, but Clifton Clyde able to get the win, 62-61. You know, take us back to that game real quick, just a few key takeaways from that one going into the break.
Yeah, a really great girls basketball game, you know, with a lot of points scored. You know, I'm sure Coach Wirtz, and I'm not real proud of what we did defensively, but the way both teams were able to score pretty easily, a good flow to the game, probably a great game for the fans to watch and a fun game to coach in, but just not a fun game to lose. We kind of had control of the game in the last couple minutes and then did do some things down the stretch. And, you know, I'm sure they feel the same way, that they could have put the game away at some points too. So a few mistakes down the stretch that we can learn from. Missed free throws, the front ends of one-on-one were costly. Front ends of one-on-ones were costly there in the last couple minutes that we missed, but man, just kept battling and kept finding a way to score points. And just a game that kind of sucks that one team had to lose that one, because it was a really fun game to play and a lot of points scored. We only had four girls score. Harper Wetstein, Peyton Ingham each had 21, Keely Jasper 11, and Allie Franken 8. So, you know, we need to find some post scoring, and we need to rebound a little bit better. Those were some things that, you know, we can improve on, and some things that we did work on during the Christmas break, which I'm sure we'll talk about. But a really great game. I think Clifton Clyde was ranked in the top five of the state. They're still undefeated, so kind of let one get away, a big one that we could have got, but still a great game for us offensively anyway.
Yeah, and the TVL is off to a really good start. You look at kind of the top tier of the league right now. You mentioned Clyde being undefeated. Hanover's right there. Frankfurt is off to an undefeated start. So really the top half of this league has been really, really good early on. And you guys were right there with one of the best in the league. So you can certainly take some positives away from that. Now, how do you spend the holiday break? You're limited with how many practices you really have working around the Christmas break and the holiday in general. But, you know, how do you utilize the practice time there for the few days that you get? And how do you feel the production was there?
Yeah, and with some of the cold and kind of icy roads, like right before Christmas, we canceled both of those practices. So we only practiced four times, you know, but I thought that was good to give the girls a little bit of extra time off there right before Christmas. We got back in for four times, and then we weren't quite as pressed as others, as you said, because we didn't play last night. So we still have back to school this week and kind of get ready for Friday. So yeah, really kind of worked on some individual skills, hopefully worked on our conditioning a little bit. It was a good time to do that. Kind of split up our posts and guards and try to get some individual improvement there. We really have to be better, rebounding the ball. I mean, everybody knows that we don't have any tall girls, and we just have to work on technique, boxing out, and some aggressiveness and just some kind of want to find some people that will rebound for us. So we had missed box out on free throws at Clifton Clyde that were costly. That they got offensive rebounds on. So just some little things like that, you know, really trying to be a little more physical on the inside, trying to get some scoring in the paint so we're not relying so much on our guard play. A lot of those things we really hit, and you know, I kept working on execution, both offense and defense in the half court. So we had four really good practices over the break, and now we'll have a couple more here before we get to play Valley Heights this Friday at home.
Yeah, let's talk about Valley Heights. Just a few keys to get a win here. A Heights team that's 3-3. They did play on a Tuesday night. They won at Washington County 52-34, so they're feeling pretty good out of the break with a nice win there, and they'll look to keep that momentum going. But what do you see from Valley Heights? What kind of game do you expect, and what are a couple keys to get a win?
Yeah, been a tough opponent for us here over the last three or four years. Of course, they've graduated some of their size. They've really blown us out some. So, you know, we kind of got to hope we can kind of keep this game close. It's one of those teams that has been blowing us out in recent years that we want to kind of compete with a little better. And they're not as tall as they have been, but they're still a very physical, aggressive team. And, you know, we're going to put some of that rebounding we worked on to the test, because they're always good on the glass and always very good defensively. And pretty good team. I know they're probably trying to find some some answers to still fill in for some of those girls that they graduated, some of those all-league players, all-state players that they lost. But really a chance for us, again, to play one of the top teams in the league on our home floor. And, you know, we're 2-4 right now, and we haven't won at home yet. Our schedule at home, it was very tough. We played some bigger schools and some bigger classifications that are end up being good teams. But really need to look for a win at home, and this is a good chance to do it on Friday. But we'll have to play extremely well. Haven't seen a lot of Valley Heights on film. I see it looks like they're playing a little bit more zone this year than they normally have. So something for us to prepare for, and we'll see what we can do.
Troy girls basketball coach Derek Jasper joining us. Team coming out of the break, getting sent for their first game here in 2023 on Friday at home against Valley Heights inside the TVL. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We're back off and running. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks a lot, Brandon. Appreciate you.